VSN Arcade Podcast.
Did I ever tell you what the definition of insanity is?
Ah! Minion! Draw the fire with your face!
Not the smartest way to greet the heavily armed group that just kicked in your door.
Head to virtualsportsnetwork.com and sign up for the forums today.
Flow hot on it, Curry, a warrior in the flesh. Expect nothing less than the infamous I Am Medellin, once again hosting VSN Arcade Radio, sponsored by Mr. Bill in association with virtualsportsnetwork.com/forums. Sign up for the forums today. And tonight is part three of the much anticipated, soon to be duplicated, Games of the Generation series. Joining me tonight is an all-star cast, going to kick it off with the producer of the year, in my opinion, Swally. Say what's up.
What's up?
Let's go, man.
Well, you know, the Sox won the series, and I'm playing some Arkham Origins, so it's
happy,
pretty good.
Happy.
Yeah.
Happy.
I had about a 48-hour erection.
The parade's tomorrow. Are you New England bound?
Sadly, I am not, but I will be watching it on TV.
Ah, you're killing me, man. Right in my backyard. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Duck boats. quack. Moving on. Joining me next is the one-armed bully from the Bayou. Dub Nation, say what's up.
What's happening, everybody?
How's it going, man? Been a while since you've been here.
It's only been like one episode. I missed 8 episodes.
One episode could be a lifetime, man, especially when we're talking sports with the collection that we had last week.
Yeah. I did the NBA Live interview.
Yeah, so, I didn't hear that. Yeah, is it good?
Yeah, we got some things going on in there.
Did they actually legitimately answer questions?
They answered some questions.
Did you ask my question?
I don't even remember what your question was. We had questions from OS, from VSN. I posted them at BoxDen for them silly ass niggas.
All right. We gotta keep it moving. All right. Next up, Golden Voice himself, Bob Baruski. Say what's up.
Yeah, it's good to be on this thing. I have loved the first two episodes of the four-parter. I'm super excited to be part. I'm super excited to be part of part three.
We're super excited to have you here on part three. We'd like to have you for all three parts, but, you know, we can get you when we can get you. You know what I mean? This is our coup.
I know we're not backtracking. I'm not going to change any awards. But my man, Med, I have one thing. I have beef with you, my friend.
Oh, shit.
I know you love the Gears. I know you love the Gears. You love it. But my man, you cannot tell me. I don't care who you played with. You cannot tell me you had more fun multiplayer in Gears than you did running around in them Borderlands.
That's what I'm talking about.
You did not. I know you think you did, and you've got these memories because you were younger at the time. It was more fresh. You did not have more fun in Gears of Warland than you did in the Borderlands. Fact.
Look. Everything burns in Pandora, am I right?
Everything
burns in Pandora.
Man, I was glad you gave a shout out to Demi, our boy, but that was an experience. You guys talked about Burnt stealing all the good loot. That game was ridiculous. That's all. We can move on. I'll probably give it an award for best fighting because I didn't play any fighters, but I don't want to.
Burnt that son of a bitch.
Let me just say this. While everything did burn in Pandora before that, Gears ruled everything around me. About that green, baby.
You are giving awards based on, you went too hard on that one. You went with your heart and not with your head on that one, all right? That was a heart pick.
All right, I can live with that.
All right.
You know what? I'm going to kick it off tonight with best character of the generation, or best characters, because it's a fucking discussion, all right? Gonna kick it off Sean Whitman because he's on limited time here, basically.
No, I want you to go first and lie about who it is. I want you to go at the
start. Come on, man. I can't go first. I can't, because I ain't got nobody.
It's an easy one, man.
It's gonna become a handsome Jack love fest.
I know, man. Here's the deal. That's the first thing I thought handsome Jack is gonna get screwed in this category because I really thought he was the best villain of the generation, but Swirly grab my back on this one. It's Nathan Drake. there's not a better character in the current gen of games than Nathan Drake. That, I thought he was perfectly put together.
That would definitely be my favorite protagonist.
Okay, then if we're doing protagonist and antagonist, yeah. I thought Nathan Drake, I mean
yeah, he'd be my favorite overall as well.
Yeah, you could, I mean, come on, it's Indiana Jones, but the 2000s version of Indiana Jones. I thought it was great. He had the lines they wrote for him were awesome. The voice acting was great. His character was cool. Nathan Drake for me in a landslide.
I can't argue with that.
And so like not even close.
Man, I would love. Here's the deal. I would love you to give me some guys. Maybe I jumped to it too quick. I went with the old high school and college deal of your first answer is your right answer.
Wait. So you're going to go that route and then, you know, get on me for gears.
Because
you're, that's what I'm hearing.
Because in your heart, because you knew that Borderlands was the right answer, but you went with the peer pressure knowing Swarley was on the other line. Like you're ridiculed. I hear you. Don't worry about it. I know it would have been different had I been on and Demi had been on.
Did I say it's a similar situation with Handsome Jack where you're picking Nathan Drake because Swarley is on the other line right now?
No, I Nathan Drake before Swarles, but I knew Swarles would have my back. I just want to know some characters that maybe you would try to convince me had a better character, just everything, whether it's voice acting, their story, their backstory, everything, than Nathan Drake.
Look, if we're going pure fun to speculate, I mean, just pure fun, it's Handsome Jack in the landslide. I mean, I had no fun with no more character ever.
I'm gonna have to agree.
He's the best villain. He is the best villain.
Yeah,
it was like
great lines.
Everything
lines for days.
Everything I love about Saul Goodman from Breaking Bad is what I love about.
Let me ask you this, and maybe this is why I lean towards Nathan Drake. Drake had three games, and then he also had the Vita game. So I felt like I had more of a connection. I had more story with Nathan Drake. I had more experience with him. And unfortunately for Handsome Jack, as great as he was, he had one. He had one game, and he was great in that game, and he was an awesome antagonist. But Drake had three, and I felt like I knew him by the end of that series, or what we've got with it so far. I know Drake more than I know Handsome Jack.
So you say it's more of a long.
I got two words for you. Two words. You ready? Bud Stallion. You can't argue with that. A diamond pony named Bud Stallion.
I can't argue with that. That's a good point. So are both of you guys going with Handsome Jack?
I have to.
I mean, Handsome Jack's up there. I mean, in terms of pure fun, I got him up there. But in terms of, like, overall character, I do got someone ahead of him. But for,
yeah,
totally
you do.
Different
no,
reasons.
I know who it is, too, and I'm already mad at you about it.
Who is it? I don't want to hear this. Who do you think of this? Because I bet you don't know who it is.
It's your boyfriend. It's your boyfriend you want to get in the little circle jerk with. It's your boy Marcus Phoenix, isn't it?
Hell no. Marcus Phoenix was the most bland characters I have ever seen in my life.
I was sure we're going to...
Oh, hell no. Swally, you know what I think about Marcus Phoenix.
Yeah, that would have... been at the bottom of my list for my guests.
Absolutely. If you played Gears of War with me, you know how much I've ridiculed Marcus Phoenix throughout the entire series while playing that game.
Then let me guess again for you.
God.
Catherine.
She is a sexy bitch.
I just figured you'd pick some chick.
You know who's another really good character that was in this generation?
Who's that?
GLaDOS.
Who?
From Portal.
Oh, you know what? That's actually a great call. Really good. Very, very well written character with a lot. Once again, you're talking great lines.
Okay, I can't speak to that. I didn't play Portal.
Oh, come on, guy.
No, I totally skipped it.
You beat the first Portal, and then you have this beautiful ass song that ends up going viral because it is so ridiculous that it's amazing.
See, now that I got a new tower, I should check in the portal.
Yeah, you really need to, I really like it. Now, it won't change your opinion on whoever you have as your number one. It won't, because you would still go with Handsome Jack. You would still, the hater, not hater, but non-love of Uncharted series, even you would say
Wait. It's not that I hate Uncharted. It's not that.
I know.
I hated Uncharted. I just said it was overhyped, considering the way it was hyped to me.
That's not true at all.
Well, then I'll ask you this, because Swarley has the man, Nathan Drake. Oh, who did you have as your number one?
I do have Handsome Jack.
Yeah, no. Handsome Jack with a shout-out to GLaDOS.
Okay, so, but who does the Infamous have? Who does the, your name speaks out, who does the Infamous?
It's not Cole McGrath, because I did love Cole McGrath in the first one. I did give him a lot of love for that one, but it did fall off in the second a little bit. All right? A lot of the choices were out of my hands, and didn't move mostly with the storyline, all right? So I can't fault him for that. But honestly, in terms of pure fun, it's Handsome Jack all the way, all right? The same reason I love Saul Goodman, I've already stated. But if I'm going pure character, John Marston is an honorable man.
Okay.
Not bad.
That's actually a very, very good choice.
That's something I can get behind.
And I agree. That's a very good character.
I mean, from start to finish, when the game makes you feel something as if you did something wrong at the end, considering the outcome, then you know the character made an impact. At least it did with me. And that's how I felt. Not to get any spoilerish on you, but if y'all played it, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I agree. And Red Dead Redemption, a great game. I know you guys have talked about it in the first two episodes. You've hinted at it here and there for a multiple number of awards, just mentioning it. But you're right, John Marston, man. That was cool. There's been cowboy games. There's been cowboy games before. But that one, man, they nailed it with him. John Marston was a very cool, old-school, cowboy-era character. Just total rebel character. Loved it.
It was one of those open-world games where the instance is, you know, where you want to run shit and just go wild. But with John Marston, like, it wasn't that type of environment. It wasn't that type of character. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to go fuck hookers all over the land. You know, you wanted to save your family. And it was all character-driven. And a lot of that would be the writing, the voice acting, all that to John Marston.
I know you guys, you talk Rockstar. Rockstar's very good at creating characters. You know, the previous generation, I always thought Tommy Vercetti was an unbelievable character. I thought CJ was a very good character from San Andreas. It's funny how there was two Grand Theft Auto games released in the current generation. I don't think any of us enjoyed Nico a ton. I don't think he was as bad of a character as you guys have kind of been taking a poo-poo all over GTA 4. I didn't hate it as much as you guys. But I'm surprised that the game that sold a gazillion, bazillion, trillions of dollars worth, I'm surprised that none of the characters, even though all of us enjoy GTA 5, none of those characters even have entered the discussion of the best character of the generation.
Trevor was definitely good.
He was different. He was
He's the most memorable out of the three.
He was the first of a kind. I feel like he was the first of a kind character in a video game. I don't think there's been one like him ever.
I can't really speak to anything like Grand Theft Auto 5 because I haven't played that game in a very long time.
Okay.
All right. So I kind of like excuse myself in the conversation of Grand Theft Auto 5.
All right. I just thought the Trevor character, and you know, I think part of it with that John Marston, he is the game. He is Red Dead Redemption. Everything about it. And I think the fact that they had three characters for GTA 5, it takes away from it. Because you did have to learn three. I thought that the way they did that was great. I thought I really did enjoy all the characters. Thought all their storylines were put together very well. But it is hard to split an entire game between three guys and let you buy into one like you did with John Marston, who owned an entire video game. Same with the Nathan Drake thing. He pretty much dominated an entire series.
Yeah, you're behind that. But were there any other standouts besides those? Swall, you've been kind of quiet on this. I know you piggybacked off Bomberuski's pick, but was there anybody else you wanted to give a shout-out to?
A couple I really enjoyed besides Nathan Drake was Voss from Far Cry 3, which was kind of a shame that he wasn't used as much as I thought he should have been, and especially how much he was hyped before the game. So that was a little bit of a shame, but the little amount of time we got with him was absolutely fantastic. And Mark Hamill is the Joker.
A great call. You forget how great he's a great voice actor. I guess my thing with that, Sorley, would be that the Joker was a character before.
Yeah, that's why I left him out.
So it's hard for me to give him credit.
He's just had so many memorable performances, like in other media, just overall.
That's that exact same character.
Very well done. See, it's kind of hard for him to stand out at this point. You almost get used to it. Like, you expect it to be awesome. So it kind of gets lost in the shuffle.
That's Mark Hamill. That's Mark Hamill. He is the Joker. I'd actually give more props to Troy Baker.
Man, his Joker. His Joker is fucking creepy. And it is awesome.
Like, Mark Hamill doing the Joker, that's not something... Like I said, he's been doing that for a long time. So that character is exactly what we expected him to be.
I love it so much, though.
Yeah, props to Troy Baker. I mean, that's a hard act to follow, you know what I'm saying? Like, taking over for someone like Mark Hamill doing the Joker. No easy task.
And memo real quick to RPG makers for the next gen of systems. The fact that we have mentioned open world guys and action adventure guys and no RPG characters... You're in a bad place right now. Creators of RPGs, you need to make us talk about your characters. I don't think any of us are all the way against a good RPG. We will play them. We'll enjoy them. But the fact that you didn't make one this gen that stood out, that made us want to say their name during the Best of a Generation podcast, that's really bad.
Bomber. Look, I gotta add a caveat to that, alright? The only reason that we haven't mentioned anything is because certain Duck Dynasty wannabe is not here right now by the name of Jay Thistle. Or else you know he would have named Max Shepard all the way. You know he's a Mass Effect boy. Come on now.
Well, I know, I would have ripped him a new one.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say that Mass Effect is truly an RPG, even though
it's not.
I feel like that almost leans more towards the action-adventure game, like the adventure platform, more than a real old-school, you know, classic role-playing game.
Hey, look. Mass Effect put me to sleep, right? That's RPG enough for me, right?
It's not an RPG. Mass Effect 1 is an RPG. Mass Effect 2 is a shooter. And Mass Effect 3 is also a shooter.
Yeah,
RPGs, there were some good ones, but nothing outstanding. Final Fantasy drove lightning into the ground.
And to be honest with you, Med, I really think, and I'll speak for this, I really like the Mass Effect games. Like, I really, really like them a lot. Shepard was not as good as Nathan Drake. And as much, Dizzle could come in and argue for a second about it. He might mention him, but I don't even think Dizzle, he is a connoisseur of the finer arts. I even feel like he would choose Nathan Drake over Shepard. I really do.
You know what? We're going to have to ask him next week if he shows up.
Okay.
All right, man. Any final thoughts on our favorite character? I'm sorry, best character of the generation before we move on to the next topic?
I don't think so.
All right, man. That'll end it. All right, up next, going to do... You know what? Segue into it. So we just talked about Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
The Swallows category, basically. Best voice actors. I got nothing on this. Swally, save me.
There's only one answer.
I agree.
There's only one answer.
Let the fellatio begin.
Can we all just agree that Troy Baker is like the greatest talent of all time?
Oh, wow. I did not see that one coming.
I mean, either. I would have gone with Hamill.
I was no doubt Troy Baker.
I thought you were all going to say Nolan North.
Nolan North is my number one, but Troy Baker is inching closer very fast. I mean,
like stupid fast.
I mean, I'm still kind of early on in Arkham Origins, which he's doing a fantastic job in. And, of course, I can't wait to see what he's like in Second Son. He's doing really good.
Okay. So he was in... Troy Baker did a couple different games in this generation, correct?
Last of Us.
No idea who he is.
He's Joel.
He's Joel in Last of Us. He also did, I'm looking up his stuff right now, he was the Joker in Arkham Origins, right. And he was also in Saints Row 4, he was the president. So that's a couple big names right there for the up-and-comer.
I think what gives him what he does so well is his roles that he's done are so different, and he's pretty much hit them all out of the park so far.
He was also your boy from Bioshock Infinite.
Oh yeah, Booker. Yeah, that's right.
He was Booker?
Oh, wow. That's
Songbird?
Say again?
Was he Songbird?
He's Booker.
Booker. I shout out also to Claptrap.
Oh! I can't believe we forgot about him.
Claptrap would also be my voice of the generation.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, so let me ask you this. You guys get to choose one. Would you give it to Troy Baker, who made a push late in this generation and will probably carry over, obviously, what you guys are saying, will carry over deeply into the coming up gen? Or do you go Nolan North, a guy who got, really, his name is going to be solidified in with the PS3 and the Xbox? I mean, that is his generation. Who gets it?
I still give it to Troy.
Okay.
For me, I'd probably go with Nolan, but, I mean, like I said, it's getting real close.
I don't care.
Because I'm looking at Troy Baker, and he's got a lot of the games that have come out recently. You look at Nolan North, of course, he is Nathan Drake. He did all the targets. You know, that's a very big deal. He did some stuff for Black Ops 2, Assassin's Creed 2, Guild Wars 2. He did Assassin's Creed Revelation, some Final Fantasy 13 2s, Star Wars The Old Republic.
He's in pretty much every game you can imagine.
I mean, it's Crackdown 2. The guy dominated from head to toe. His name is all over these last 5-6 years of gaming.
Oh, don't forget to include that little extra voice in Saints Row 4. That was hilarious.
There you go.
Yeah, he was also in Saints Row 4.
So, himself.
Once again, Matt and I will plead the fifth to you guys. If you give it to Troy Baker, it's Troy Baker's award to take away.
Troy Baker's doing a ton of different things, and he has a ton of lead roles. You know what I'm saying? And you got a guy that did Joel for The Last of Us. He has a serious role. Then he just turns around and goes stupid creepy with the Joker. Of course, he was the president of Saints Row 4, so that's... I mean, I didn't play that game fully, but that game's absolutely silly. You know what I'm saying?
That game's awesome, though.
He goes... He's very multifaceted, if you will. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Man, I don't even know if you guys even saw the quote-unquote alternate ending for The Last of Us, but I literally died laughing at what transpired in this piece of film that they show us in that. I know, man, you hadn't played it or finished it because you're bumming
halfway
it up.
Through.
You're bumming it up somewhere.
Halfway through, what the
I don't even understand you.
Yeah, I wanted to play Saints Row 4, man.
The game's not even that good.
The game's fucking fun as fuck.
No.
I will say this, the entire time I was playing Saints Row 4, I was like, why am I just not playing Infamous?
Yeah, the entire time you were playing Infamous, you should have still been waiting and playing Grand Theft Auto 5 in advance. Anyway, so what's your next category? I want to get in on one more, man. I'm trying to really sneak in one more category. I've got about 3 minutes before I've got to get out of here.
Best exclusives. Three-minute take. Do it.
Uncharted series, every one of them. One, two, and three. I want to hear what yours are. Even if yours are Gears, I loved the Gears series. I loved them, and I could probably be talked into them fairly easily. But right off the bat, I'd say one of the greatest stories ever told on my end. I know the greatest story ever told on your end is Gears. But I missed out on Gears with you guys, so that affected that series for me. And I would love to know if you had played the game by yourself, which isn't necessarily how that works. That shouldn't be how you judge a game. If you had played a game by yourself, if you like the Uncharted series more or the Gears series more. I enjoyed the Uncharted series more. I will give the exclusive to Uncharted for me.
If I would have played Gears 3 without Med and Twig and Ike and
Barrel Roll.
And Barrel Roll and whoever else filled in that fourth slot. If I had just played that by myself, it would not have been near as fun.
But here's the deal. You got to play it with them, and that is the difference maker. 100% is the difference maker. It is why, to me, Grand Theft Auto V, one of the reasons, obviously I thought that game was awesome, but one of the reasons it was even better was the multiplayer. The reason why I loved Borderlands so much, I thought the game was great, I thought the way it worked was great, the fact that I played with Swarley, I played with Med, we jumped on there with UNUB, we played with Dizzle, we played with Burnt, that made the game great. If you have great people to play games with, it will make the game exponentially better.
See, so even then, I still... My favorite exclusives are still the Uncharted games and the Infamous games.
Really? Would you put Infamous above Gears?
I would.
Are you smoking crack cocaine?
Not at all. Not at all.
I like Infamous above Gears.
No.
I only played the first two.
How? Maybe I missed something. I beat both Infamous games. And I enjoyed. I felt like, in terms of repetition, they felt to me more repetitive. Even though Gears is a shooter, which they are repetitive, I felt like Infamous was a repetitive series. I will play Second Sons. I'll have no problem saying I like them. But if we're talking the best, we get to be nitpicky about great games. We don't even have to worry about talking about crappy games. We get to nitpick great ones. It's a fun thing to do. And if I was to nitpick Infamous, I would say, much like Assassin's Creed was to me, it got repetitive.
Well, it didn't take Assassin's Creed long at all to get repetitive. It took literally 4 hours for that game to get repetitive.
Like I said, we don't have to worry about nitpicking games that weren't great. But if I nitpick, that would be a downfall of that for me.
I love Infamous. Right? I love the Infamous series. I mean, it's pretty obvious. But here's the thing. The game's not perfect. Never said it was. Has its flaws. The thing that puts it above its flaws, the entire comic book aesthetic. I mean, the game just totally embraces that it's a comic book character. And it just runs with the whole concept, which is why I really love it. Alright, between the bootleg Mr. Freeze and the bootleg fucking Mold Mans, it was just fun as fuck. And the fact that you're a fucking thunder god at the end raining down lightning is just icing on the cake. You never felt as powerful as you do in that game.
Would you go Infamous over Gears?
Yeah, I would.
Oh, and you also can't forget The Last of Us as well.
Okay, game I didn't play. That's on my docket of games I need to play, Swarly. That's a game I didn't play, and so I cannot comment on.
What?
I played half of it. I wanted to keep playing Infamous, where I couldn't say the same about Last of Us.
I don't even know what to say right now.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand.
I think I'm just allergic to Naughty Dog games. I don't know what it is. I'm not going to give my opinion good or bad on The Last of Us, because, again, I haven't finished it, but I didn't want to go back after a certain point. Not to say it was a bad game or anything.
Let me ask you this about Infamous before I've got to get out of here. Infamous is single player.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gears of War is an exclusive. We're not talking story anymore. Gears of War is an exclusive, and it had player. And I think... As much as I liked Infamous again, I think a multiplayer aspect, and not just a multiplayer aspect, Gears was fun multiplayer, man. Co-op was great, and then Horde Mode. Obviously, Horde Mode was one of those things that set the stage for every game now having to add a spin-off of Horde Mode. That's a big deal.
I enjoyed the campaign co-op. And
before you go, I'm going to break it down for you this way.
Okay.
The fact that when you talk about Infamous and Uncharted, we'll even cut out multiplayer because that was just something extra that turned out to be pretty good and not necessarily. If we can still rank those games over a game that needed multiplayer to be in the conversation, shouldn't that tell you something?
Yeah, but it had it. It got it. You know? It got it. They added it. It was part of it. It's part of the experience, right?
I understand, but no one bought those games for multiplayer.
That's
true. You can't tell me a single person that bought that game for multiplayer.
That's true. That's very, very...
It was all about the single players, and they said, maybe I'll try this out.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's just how I feel on it.
It all ties into it. It all ties into it, so I'm not going to take it away just because it has multiplayer, just because it has a good multiplayer. But overall, I would put Infamous over Gears.
Would you put it at number one, then? You would say Infamous is the best exclusive of the generation.
The original? Probably. Off the top of my head, because I'm trying to think right now of any other exclusive that really did it for me. And I can't really think of anything.
Okay.
My three favorites were definitely Uncharted 2, The Last of Us, and Infamous 2. I know Med likes Infamous better, which the story was definitely 100 times better. But I don't know, there's something about Infamous 2 that I really loved.
More features. There are more features in Infamous 2. They took what was a great game in Infamous 1 and they tweaked it. They made it better.
The amount of boss fights in Infamous Absolutely. 2 is just a blast.
Absolutely. Just the boss fight, you know, just the story was crap.
Just to not sound like a complete homer, I did really enjoy Gears 2 and 3 and also Halo 3.
You know what? Halo 3 is great. I really had fun with that game as well, Swirly.
Which, sadly, was the last Halo that I really, really enjoyed.
Worth a damn? Yeah. I agree.
Bomber, one last thing. Do you really want to know what took the shine off? I'm actually remembering now. What took the shine off of Gears 4? It was Judgment.
Okay, never played it.
I still got that one on my shelf.
It was Judgment. That was the game that took the shine off the Apple for me in terms of the whole Gears of War series.
Yep, never played it.
Okay? I can't say the 4 for 4 because they're not. So they got a miss there.
Although that one was
a bigger miss than Infamous 2 was.
That one was done by a different developer, though.
It's still in the Gears universe. I mean, it'd be like not counting the Vita version of Uncharted when you're talking about Uncharted.
Touche.
Let me ask you this, then, as you talk Vita, and I've got to get out of here. I have to go. I'm now officially late. I am heading to Nashville, Tennessee for the week. So I'm out of here. I got to go get on a flight, fly out of here, and I'll be in Nashville for the week covering the CMAs, the Country Music Awards.
Nice.
I will be in an airplane.
Take pictures.
I'll take tons. Always do. Take tons, and I will try to hook up with as many celebrities as possible for you guys.
Right. You make them my signs saying what's happening though. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Yes. So
my
Barber, get him to shout out the podcast, or just me. Either one.
All right, so my question to you is, I've got to travel. I've got to get my Vita will obviously be charged up and ready to roll. Is there an old PSP game or a Vita game that you'd recommend me throwing on there for the airplane ride? And the airport, sitting in the airport. What is that?
Sound Shapes.
Nub? It doesn't have to be Vita, it can be PSP, it can be anything I can download off the store.
I will still tell you the game that I still put the most time as far as handheld goes is still Dissidia. You can get Dual Decim. It's a Final Fantasy fighting game. It is the most addicting game I've ever played because it takes no time to play, but it has a story behind it because it's made by fucking Square, and it is very well done.
All right, Dissidia. Swirly, you got one for me?
Persona 4 Golden.
All right, you know what? I have that one, and I'm about 2 hours into it, so that will probably be the one I go with, and then I will download the other two. I'll get Sound Shapes. I'll get Dissidia. I'll make it happen. Guys, I got to run, and I appreciate you letting me on the cast today.
Hey, great having you, man. Later.
We love you.
All right, bro. Shout out to your mustache.
Bomb Lucian for us. Are we still on this topic? Did we say our final piece on it? We can shit on Halo more, so, if you want to.
Do what?
We can shit on Halo some more if you want
to. I don't care.
but I can't think of anything in terms of exclusives that really stood out outside of everything that we named.
Left 4 Dead. Left 4 Dead was pretty good.
Stands out.
I enjoyed Left 4 Dead.
Was Left 4 Dead exclusive?
It was PC and Xbox.
I'm pretty sure I saw it on the PlayStation.
Yeah, what? Maybe it was only Left 4 Dead 2 that was exclusive.
Yeah. Does that really count? Like, really? Well, I guess it has to count. Yeah, it has
Left
to count.
Left 4 Dead 2 wouldn't be on there for me because I didn't enjoy that one near as much, so.
I mean, because Titanfall is considered exclusive, even though I will have it on PC.
Yeah, but Infamous is exclusive, and so is Gears. And so is Uncharted.
Those are actual exclusives. I know.
Yeah. So it's kind of like booking the trend of everything we just named, but I don't know. Maybe it wasn't that great of a year. Swally, no love for Forrester, really?
I mean,
it is what it is.
I really love the franchise. I mean, I've probably put more. Actually, there's no probably to it between 2, 3, and 4 and Horizon. I've put more time into that than probably every other game combined this generation. But, I mean, it's really hard for me to talk about regular games with story and then racing games. I mean, I don't know. It's tough for me to blend those two.
Right.
Plus, I gave it so much love in the racing.
You did. You and JMS really did go in on it, so you don't want to repeat yourself. I see what you're saying. All right, man. I guess I'll close it off with exclusive unless y'all got something else to say. No? No?
I don't think so.
All right, man. Moving on. Best downloadables.
Oh, it's got to be Journey.
It is Journey and every single Pixel Junk game ever made.
I mean, there were really some, when you really think about it, there were some great downloadables.
No doubt.
Really good generation of downloadables.
I mean, Journey was just, I still don't even know how to explain that game or put it into words.
It's just something that people really have to play.
It is an incredible experience.
It's an experience, all right? That's the only way you can explain it. You got to try it for yourself. It's like doing shrooms. You don't know until you try it.
I mean, when I lost my first buddy in that game, I wanted to cry. I was like, where did he go? I was flipping out.
All right, put it this way. When I'm at the snow level, and spoilers at this point, and I think I died, I was legit upset at that point.
Right?
I was legit upset at that point.
When he just slumps over?
Yeah. And I'm embarrassed. Like, no. And embarrassed. Thinking, I'll never live this down. I don't think anyone said that. Luckily, you know, it was part of the story, so it
went.
But still, that was a sad moment.
And I was so happy from that moment after you get your scarf back and you just start flying to the most beautiful place at the top of the mountain.
Oh, my God.
It's like, oh, it was so great.
I mean, it was just a game full of whimsy that you got to experience it, man. The whole game is art. Conversation, right there's your focal point. That's it. No kudos to that gaming company for making that, you know, Flow and Flower and all them other games, but right. Journey was coup de grace.
Right.
And definitely
Dead Nation was a good one as well.
Yeah, The Walking Dead.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, shit, like that's true.
And like I said, every one of those Pixel Junk games. I mean, as far as fun is concerned, it is little behind it. I mean, yeah, Pixel Junk Monster, that's nothing but tower defense, and Pixel Junk Eden, which I still to this day can't explain to anybody. I don't even know what genre that even falls under. Like, can y'all even think of what kind of genre Pixel Junk Eden even falls under?
I think they're their own genre at this point.
And then, you know, Pixel Junk Shooter and Shooter 2, I mean, all of those games. There's very little behind them, but they're just absolute fun.
Game of the year, Cash. Wait for it. Best Pixel Junk game.
Officially. More in the DLC area, I would have to go with Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon and Infamous Festival of Blood.
Yeah, but those were their old games, kind of, because you could download them without actually buying the full game.
Well, they are downloadables.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, they still count, but they're not like...
Yeah, true.
They kind of stand as their own game on the DLC, really.
True. I think...
Like, I bought Blood Dragon without buying Far Cry.
I think a lot of people will probably forget Festival of Blood, and I really enjoyed that.
That was a hell of a game.
It was.
But if you mention games that people are forgetting, Limbo.
I did not play that.
Really?
Really.
Oh, y'all gotta play that game, man. It's a little boy trapped in a fucking Wonderland. It's fucking
I know what it is. Hell. I just never played it.
I love that fucking game. I know J-Head knows what I'm talking about over on VSN. Shout out to you, man.
Oh, and DLC, I know it's not out yet, but I'm really interested in Burial at Sea.
Yeah?
That looks...
Absolutely.
It'll be pretty damn interesting.
Absolutely. I mean, I can't speak on it yet, but that game definitely has me excited when that does come out. Also, got some love Super Meat Boy. Love that fucking game, too. Oof! Nothing else DLC or downloadable?
I think Journey, The Walking Dead, Blood Dragon, Festival of Blood are my favorite four.
Jesus Christ. Nope.
Like I said, it's Journey.
Everything from Pixel Junk.
And every single Pixel Junk.
Everything from Pixel Junk. It's the whole catalog.
Yes, all of them. I downloaded all of them. It doesn't matter if I never even heard of them. If I heard the... Like, that's how I found out that I missed out on Racer, and that was the first one. I bought Monsters, then I bought Eden, and I'm like, man, you know, and then I'm on the store, and I see that there's another one. I'm like, I don't even know what this is, but I'm definitely buying it.
No. All right, look, I'm a total novice when it comes to Pixel Junk. I have no idea what this is. Is this PlayStation 3, Xbox, or is this, like, PC exclusive?
They started off on PS3. Yeah. The Monsters Deluxe is on PSP, I believe. But then I know Pixel Junk Monsters moved to Steam. I don't know if all of them are on Steam yet or not, but they started off on PSN back at the beginning. When the PSN was first starting with the store. And you can download your games. Those were some of the first ones.
All right. But it's on Steam now?
Yeah, I believe they're on Steam.
All right.
At least Pixel Junk Monsters is.
I'm going to download some Pixel Junk games now on Steam. Just check it out. I mean, if you recommend the whole catalog, I had to check out
the one. Entire, all of them.
I got to sample a little bit. Just to see what it's about. Maybe test my rig a little bit. It's a little bit.
I'm missing one more. One more. Geometry Wars 2. Geometry Wars 2. Just cuz. And you don't know what Geometry Wars is?
I think I heard of it, but I like in terms of gameplay or screenshot, I can't picture anything right now.
It is a triangle, and it shoots to snake-like objects.
Some shit. I guess. That's what I'm thinking right now.
That's probably the closest thing. That gives your basic idea. That is your most basic idea.
It's the hardest. It's asteroids. Okay, I get it.
Oh, jeez.
Man, going back in time for that one. Shit.
Yeah, you should look it up. Just because it is so fun.
I check it out. I know you know y'all got love for it, but it never gets to the shout out to Skullgirls. I love that fucking game, man. Boy, Dinos was supposed to be on here. We would have talked about it, but, well, he's not. So that's all I'm going to say about it. Should we even do Best Fighting Game? Because,
for boy, you're the only one. I only play
PlayStation All-Stars.
No, I play Mortal Kombat.
You play Mortal Kombat?
That's what I would say.
Really?
I would say Mortal Kombat.
I played two fighting games.
And well, I played a little Injustice.
Injustice and what?
PlayStation All-Stars.
Alright. I didn't even know you got that one.
PS All-Stars is the best. No, I'm playing. But you're the one that lives by these fighting games.
Man, because I love fighting games, man. I love talking shit, especially this generation where we went from 3D, which I was really not feeling, you know, back to the 2D playing with 3D fighters. It was kind of like 2.5, you know, D. But, you know, MK went back to its roots. Street Fighter came out again. I'm not even a big Street Fighter guy. Or Capcom came out, even though Skull Fuckery that Capcom pulls on them. They were still good games, right? You know, a DC comic fan's dream with Injustice. Alright, that game was the gist. Well, you played it, you'll speak on it, no?
Absolutely.
There you go. I mean, you might have been afraid to go online because you're going to get your ass kicked, but there's still fucking ass kicked.
Yes.
You had a fight stick, man. What the hell?
I mean, I love playing it, but I know that I'm shit.
I got an open challenge in a room waiting for it if you don't want to take it.
At some point, I'm going to have to do that.
What, the last day before the servers die out, man?
Maybe.
Alright, man. No, but in terms of this generation, like, you know, big fighting game revival, I really got into it. Love the hell out of Marvel vs. Capcom before they killed it. You know, with, you know, Skullfuckery, the way Capcom does shit. Mortal Kombat, love that shit too. Injustice, love the Skullgirls. Love that game. I'm gonna name the best one. Let's say Mortal Kombat. Granted, DLC wasn't what I wanted. Why the fuck is Freddy Krueger in my game? And not even the good Freddy Krueger. The remake Freddy Krueger. Alright? If Robert Englund ain't in my game, I don't want it. Alright? It's whatever. I'm done with it, man. Alright? Turns best fighting game, gotta send love for Mortal Kombat. Alright? My boys on TRMK, y'all know what I'm talking about. Fighting game of the generation, in my opinion, probably yours. Alright, man. Kind of sped through this, didn't we?
Well, that's because someone was on a short schedule, Bomber.
Man, Bomber kept us rolling along.
Yeah, he's like, it's time to get going. I want to get through.
I like how it doesn't drag anymore. I like it a lot. I mean, I'm saying, man. We're done with the category for this week. Next week, Part 4, the final part of the Games of the Generation series, where we will finally crown Game of the Generation. Alright? Along with a few other awards. Along with a few other awards we haven't missed, alright? Y'all vote on VirtualSportsNetwork.com. Hit us up on Twitter at, what's the Twitter account, Twitter?
BSN Arcade Radio, all one word.
BSN Arcade Radio. Follow us because we need it, but also give us your opinions on what y'all think should be the Game of the Generation, and generally any moments of generation that you might want to mention, you know, on BSN Arcade Radio. All right, man, a little game came out, I think, last week. Speaking on it earlier, little bits and tidbits. Going to get into it more now. Batman Arkham Origins. Smalley, you bought it. What do you think, man?
I mean, as everybody knows, Rocksteady did not do this game. But it's a pretty damn good game so far. I mean, I'm only maybe a fourth of the way through the game, but I mean they give you, instead of just being on the island where Arkham Asylum is or Arkham City, they give you Arkham City, and then there's a bridge, and you also get to do some messing around in the regular city. I mean, it's kind of a pain in the ass going across the bridge every time, because that's the only way to get over to each place. But I mean, the game is really fun. It's not quite as good as Arkham City. That game, just the villains in that game just made it, I don't even know how to describe it. It just
took it to another level.
Amazing. I mean, this one has a lot of Batman villains, but they're not some of the really great, memorable ones. I mean, they're still great. The Deathstroke boss fight in this game, one of the best boss fights ever
that I've
played. Yeah, it took me a solid hour to finally beat him. I mean, it's really tough, but every time he beats you, you know exactly why
he did. Yeah, you know exactly why he got you.
And, I mean, it was a ton of fun. And the voice acting, I mean, a lot of people going into this were a little worried with them going with a new Batman and a new Joker, but Batman is voiced really well, and Troy Baker is killing it as the Joker.
Troy Baker kills it as everybody.
And the Joker is just, it is creepy as fuck. I mean, wow. It's like Heath Ledger Joker creepy.
Right.
It's very well done.
So you're going against all the reviews that are out there saying it's mediocre?
I mean, it seems like all the reviews are docking it for being more of the same, which I won't disagree with that. But I mean, it's still an Arkham game, which those games are fun as hell.
You're the goddamn bat!
I mean, it's a new story. You get a few new gadgets. That's, when it comes to an Arkham game, that's enough for me.
Alright. So even though they're not pushing the boundaries the way Arkham City did, in terms of from Arkham Asylum to Arkham City, you're still happy with what they gave you?
I mean, I wasn't expecting that with a new developer on it. So, I mean, maybe that's why I'm not disappointed, because, I mean, I really wasn't expecting it to be that kind of jump.
So, well, I mean, you know, you raised your expectations a little bit. I mean, going from, fuck this game of Rocksteady isn't going to make it to, you know, buying the collector's edition. It's kind of a jump in expectation.
Yeah.
I mean, if I say it for myself.
I mean, it's certainly not Arkham City, but it's a good game.
All right, man. No, but is this something that you should be into? I mean, were you a big Batman guy? Did you play the other
one? I love the first two. Well, the first two, but I told myself I would not buy another game until next gen. So I've watched my friend play it. I've seen him play somewhere around 5 or 6 hours. And just because I want to play it, but I'm not going to get myself to buy it. I'm leaving GameStop with 4 games that night. So I think it's best that I don't go spend any more money. But yeah, it's more of the same. I can. It's easy to tell it. It's more of the same. It's what I expected. But I wouldn't dock it points for being more the same, because that means you're saying the other games are that flawed. When those are two of the better games of this generation.
Absolutely, but at that time, they did introduce a lot of innovative shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, when it's fresh for the first time, you judge it differently than when you're seeing it again. You know what I'm saying? Like, a fresh meal compared to something that's been reheated. You can't really judge it the same, even though it is the same.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I look at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't got anything against Arkham Origins. I know what it is. It kind of feels like Halo 4 to me, where it's a new team, but they take what's good in, you know, the previous iterations, and they don't really want to push anything too far. Their whole idea is, you know, this game's going to make a lot of money. Let's just not fuck it up. Right?
I mean...
But everyone knows Halo 4 was ass.
The fact that they give you part of Gotham to roam around in definitely helps for me. They added more to the detective mode, and they give you, like, crime scenes to solve, which I really, really enjoy that part of the game. It's the world's greatest detective. I mean, you gotta have that stuff in there. I mean, I really enjoy when I come across those crime scenes, so... I mean, while it doesn't push the envelope like Arkham City did, it still gives a few new things, and... I mean, I think it's at least, I think it's a solid 8.
Alright. Swally, I know you bought the Vita version too. Did you spend any time with that at all?
You know, I haven't. I had a freaking 5-hour car ride to St. Louis this week, and I was really excited to play it then. And then I get in the car, and of course the sun is shining, and I can't see shit on my Vita. So I haven't played it yet.
Well, not even on the way back?
No.
Oh, man. Alright, because I've heard a lot of the same things about the Vita version where, you know, it's not great. It's not a bad game, it's not a great game. So I'm wondering if that's true or if it's more like Arkham Origins where, even if it ain't that great, it's still pretty good.
I mean, it's Batman, so I'm going to give it a roll.
Alright. That's how to do it, man. Anything else to speak on?
I don't think so.
That was a short-ass agenda.
Oh, I will say, the statue that I got for Arkham Origins, it was pretty cool, because right before the podcast, I came across the exact scene from where the statue is from.
Oh, for real?
So I thought that was pretty cool.
Hey, is it through the LED lights?
What?
Is it through the LED lights up on the TV screens?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not as clear and good-looking as... It appears to be in the pictures, but
right.
I mean, it's still pretty cool.
That looks pretty cool.
If we have time, we need to fill some time. We can always talk about Resolution Gate.
The fuck is that?
That is the name that we are currently giving.
I know Nub's got plenty to talk about on this.
What the fuck is this?
This is the differences of resolution that has come out between these multi-platform games that were started out as, these are direct quotes from certain unnamed individuals, factless rumors.
No, if you're going to do this type of shit, man, you got to let me book a fanboy on the other side of the argument so y'all can have an argument.
I've had arguments for the past 3 days. It doesn't matter.
Let me get Atlas on the show. Let me get Primetime on the show.
Get what I'm here, because they can't. This is something they can't argue with me about. This is a thing. They think they know some shit, and they can sit there and talk and Google all they want. But
JMS again. I mean, I would have.
No, see, JMS, he likes to think he wants to troll. But then there was plenty of shit going on in the chat box today, and he was like, no, guys, calm down.
he's a shitster. And I always catch him stirring the pot. Like you're saying shit to somebody that wouldn't say it to someone's face. Like, oh, Nub called you an idiot. I'm right here, and yes, he is indeed an idiot.
All right, no. Speak on it, all right? Because I don't think I'll fanboy enough for this conversation, but you speak on it. I'm not. I don't care either way. I don't.
It's more of a fact of the state of the gaming community as a whole. Okay? It's where everyone has to justify the person. That's where it all boils down to. The thing is, we roll back 8 years ago.
Yup, yup.
And the shoe is on the other foot. And when the shoe's on the other foot, the ex-boners, because that's what let's trademark that shit. We're going to trademark it. They're not Xbox, they're ex-boners now. The ex-boners cannot take it. And they always want to sit there, and they sat there for 5, 6, 7 years before these developers started learning the cell. They learned the cell and learned to perfect their craft on the cell, and then it became even. Now, we have such a power discrepancy, and they can pretend like it's not that bad. It's pretty fucking bad. Like, it's every single one of these, every single one of these articles that came out about Battlefield 4 were like, you know, it's PC, of course, and there's a big gap. There's a big gap to, there's a big gap to PS4, and then not quite as big, but still a pretty big ass gap to the Xbox One. So they can pretend based on whatever compressed video that they saw that they're even. For the people that have seen it with their own eyes, that shit's not even close. And no matter what, I mean, you. And then a couple days later, turns out Call of Duty is 720p and 1080p on another one, on the other system. If your system cannot run Call of Duty at 720p, that is probably one of the most graphically, that's not even a graphically intensive game. But you can't even get it at 1080p. That, like, since that's like running fucking League of Legends at 30 frames per second. That thing takes absolutely nothing to run. But for some reason, it can't even run that at 1080p. It's like,
you talking about Call of Duty Ghosts?
Yes, Call of Duty Ghosts.
Oh, okay.
720p, which is the most minor of resolution bumps since current-gen consoles are sub-720p. That's what they are. They've been that way for a long, pretty much the entire generation. They've been sub-720p. So you're getting the most minor of bumps up. So now, like I said, the shoe is on the other foot now. These guys are like, oh, resolution doesn't matter, blah, blah, blah. You know, you can't tell a difference. If you spend any time playing PC, you can tell the difference. I mean, you're working on your own PC, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You think you'd be able to tell the difference between when resolution is. You know what I'm saying? You can tell. Anybody that's spent any time playing PC and have seen a bunch of different resolutions know that there's a big-ass difference between 720p and 1080p.
Are the frames per second still constant on both those, or are they dipping on 360? I'm sorry, one.
Wait, say that again?
I'm saying the frames per second. Is there any dip in quality, or are they both running at a...
They're both
running at 60?
Yeah, I was running at 60 as well.
On both of them?
Yes, running at 60 as well. On both of them, it's
but the unlocked. On the one, is at 720.
Right. On Battlefield, it's 720p and 900p, which is still a bit of a gap. The thing is, Battlefield, it runs at 900p, but still happens to perform better. As in, the frame rate, if it does drop, it's going to recover. It's going to recover much quicker. Like, they went out and made these videos showing the frames and how, performance-wise, not only is it pushing out more, it's also performing better. I mean, I don't understand. I'm not serious when I mess with these people, but it's funny to me that the shoe's on the other foot, and they get so pissy about it.
No,
like it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what exponent it is. It could be a JMS. It could be some random motherfucker on the street. It could be the silly ass dude on Twitter that was getting us at E3 that we kept laughing at. You know what I'm saying? It's funny. It's so funny that they can't handle the ribbing. But we look back at 2007. It's like, oh, this game looks like shit because blah blah blah, this and that. And now it's like, LOL. You know, it's not as bad as it was back then. It's not as bad as it was back then. But the rise that they get is so much, the rise that they put up when someone starts messing with them about it is so much worse than what it was back then. Like, back then, PlayStation 3 people couldn't really argue it. It was common knowledge. And at this point, what we do know of the games that they have talked about, that they have put out information for, it's common knowledge at this point. Killer Instinct isn't even 1080p.
No, look, I can tell you from back then, Sony fanboys did try to argue it, alright? That's what makes them fanboys. Same thing as the shoe being on the other foot now. Exponers, or whatever the fuck you call them now, arguing these type of points is what makes them exponents. Alright, this is what makes them fanboys. It's the irrationality of it. Alright? It's the whole point of it.
I understand it. Trust me, I get it. I do. I get it. But, I'm going to say myself. Myself.
Okay. If you're talking about yourself, then I understand.
I'm going to have to say myself then. Because I'm smart enough to know, you know, what's going on inside these systems and what they're capable of. But at that moment in time, there wasn't shit I could say. It was like, well, damn, all right, whatever. At least I got fucking resistance. Like, LOL, resistance. Ha, 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 ha. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're like, how much resistance have you ever played? You know, what shit I can say about it? And now, it's again, shoes on the other foot, and I just like poking at it. It's like poking a bear, but the bear is like, you know, rolling over me to scratch the stomach. Like, do it more, because they're just so pissed off about the state of gaming. It's incredible. Like, I love it. I do. And I'm going to continue to do this pretty much for the next 10 years.
I mean, it's always funny. Like, even with the price being on the other foot. Like, remember when the PlayStation 3 came out at a higher price point?
Right.
The Xbox were like, oh, you got to pay an extra $100 for that stupid Blu-ray player. Now the Xbox One is $100 more expensive than the PlayStation 3. And all of a sudden, the argument becomes, oh, what, you can't afford it?
right. You know, it's silly.
Like, seriously, it's, dude?
It's so damn silly.
Like, we got high-def video. Like, what the fuck do you get for your extra $100? You got a Kinect 2.
Right, really.
You get motion
control. I don't even want to get started. I haven't even seen it yet. But by the end of this month, I will have a review of the Kinect from the one-hand man perspective. What? By the end of this month, I will have a review of the Kinect from the one-hand man perspective.
No, is that why you're not buying any new games? Is it because you're double-dipping in terms of next-gen consoles?
I'm not buying both, but I have access to both. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not buying both. No, I really am leaving with four games that night. You can do the math on how much that's costing me.
Hope you got a bundle, man. Shit.
I pre-ordered well before they were bundling shit together. I pre-ordered the week of E3.
Oh, man, there ain't no Jew in you, nub.
Bundle, what's that? I've never seen one of those things.
No. Have you said your piece? You got a little more to go? Because I know, no. I think Swally wants to get on his soapbox now. Swally.
Go, Swally.
Swally, speak on it, man. Your time to shine.
All right, so, if anybody doesn't know that's out there listening, Sony dropped the street date for their accessories for the PS4. So I went out and bought a DualShock 4 controller. And I will have to say, this thing is Boner Jams 03.
Oh, you have it in your hand right now?
I have it in my hand right now.
I know what Boner Jams is.
And, I mean, I've never, another controller has never fit in my hands this well. I mean, it just... You don't... Even if you're not playing a game, you don't want to put the controller down. It just... It feels so well in your hands. And, I mean, they've pretty much... They've pretty much fixed everything that was wrong with the DualShock 3 with the... With the convex sticks, which... that was kind of annoying. The lack of real triggers, which... They could be a little longer on the DS4, but the width of the triggers on this controller definitely make up for it. It feels really well put together. That sometimes the DS3 can feel a little cheap, but this one, it's definitely the best put together controller that I've got in my house. I mean, there are even pieces of the Xbox 360 controller that I think feel a little cheap. But, I mean, this one, if... Yeah, I mean, it... I don't even know how to describe it. It is a great controller.
Have you done any PC gaming with yet?
Do what?
Is it bigger?
It seems a little wider. The handles on it are definitely longer. Which is one of the big reasons why it feels so good in your hand, along with the more roundedness shape of the handles. It feels slightly heavier, not a lot. One of the big differences is the weight distribution. There's a lot in the front end of the controller, which when you first pick it up feels a little weird, but after a few minutes, it feels right. So, I mean, it is a great controller.
Have you done any PC gaming with it yet?
I have not, but I did play about an hour of Arkham Origins with it on the PS3.
Yep.
Which, it was really great for that, except when you come across hacking stuff, and you got no... Because it doesn't support the rumble, which made the hacking a little difficult, but... But every other aspect of gaming with it on that game, it felt glorious. It was glorious.
Nice.
I cannot wait to play some Battlefield with this on the 15th.
Who's getting on the Killzone wagon? I'm trying to get as many people as possible.
I might.
Hop onto the Killzone wagon.
there's
going to be good times.
There's a handful.
Was the live stream impressive? Because I didn't see that. All I have going on is from the original show, and that wasn't really that impressive.
Do what?
Oh, there's been a lot of stuff shown since then, bro.
Yeah, did they finally fix the physics?
What was wrong with the physics?
Well, there's no sense of air of fucking when you're flying through the air. There should be some resistance to it. Like it seemed like you're floating on a cloud. Like that was just like took me out of it completely because everything looks so realistic to that point.
Right.
And then you're just hanging from a helicopter. Well, we haven't even so easily. I'm like, what the?
We haven't even seen that mission since the first. Pretty much the first time.
I hope that we saw it. To it.
Exactly. So they've been showing us a different area, a jungle-like area.
All right.
And multiplayer. And like, multiplayer
I'm
looks
air pressure on these levels too now, right?
What?
I'm assuming there's air pressure on these levels, right? I mean, unless it's an alien planet, then you can get away with it a little bit.
They're not on Earth, I mean, if you didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But they're not floating like Halo. Alright?
Is it really the Halo ripoff at this point? Like that's just shameless at that point. I mean, that's one of the things I never got with Halo. I hated doing that jump. Until you get the jetpack. Jetpack was cool. But the jump itself, no, I was not feeling that.
So high up in the sky.
In the sky.
Yeah. So, guys, we're about to shut this down, right?
Let's do it
up. Shut it down.
Any final words? Well, we do shout-outs?
I will say that I watched Battlefield 4 next-gen stream today, and oh my god, I can't wait to play that game. My body is ready.
It looks legit.
But you get Battlefield?
Yeah, I'm getting Battlefield. That's one of the four games that I'm getting.
64 players.
Would you like to know the list?
I know Nax on it, but I think that's right. It kills
Nax. Killzone. Battlefield 2K.
2K, so that's the one I miss. You still buying 2K even after that live interview?
Yeah.
What, no free copies will sway you?
Oh. Well, I mean, free copies still may not. That just means I have both. Maybe if I have both, I'll decide which one's better. I have a good chance to decide which one's better.
Hey, hey, if you need a copy, you know what to do, right? Ask Bill.
I'm not asking Bill.
Ask Bill.
I think he said we got some NBA Live or Madden coming our way.
All right, cool.
That's cool. That's cool. I don't expect anything. Cool if I do. Cool if I don't.
Yeah, but, my list is AC4 and Battlefield. Kind of got $60 back in my pocket for Watch Dogs, so I don't know. It's either going to be Killzone, Lego Marvel Super Heroes, or Knack. I have not decided yet.
Buy two, get one free.
What is that, Target?
Yeah, that's a lot Target. Of money. Well, see, the thing is, my game pre-orders are at GameStop, and they are because of...
Trade-in credit, because yeah, that's how my PlayStation is.
All that trade-in credit.
Remember, I sold an Xbox at King Atlas. The show still pissed off about.
Dude, I'm still pissed off about that. We got some Borderlands.
Y'all disappeared, and I'm like, you know what? And then, like I told you, I got it on PC. Just get it on PC. We'll have great times.
Like she gets in the way, all right? But yeah, PC definitely got it. Now he's got to get that card. Do it up, right. Back right. To Pandora, baby.
Bring out Salvador and fucking double gun that shit.
It's not a door, baby. I'm going to be the commander because I know a fuck with the commander. You're going to see some rocket launcher shit.
Right.
You just got to get a siren out there. Get a siren. Swally. Jump in on it. Build your supercomputer. Finally. It's been a year, man. What the fuck?
Yeah, that definitely went on the back burner.
Yeah, that's your next gen money, basically, right?
Yeah. I'm definitely looking at doing something... Once January rolls around.
Since you said last year, motherfucker. Yeah. Alright, man, let's roll along with it. Shout outs. Nub, anything this week?
Alright, I have one shout out.
Oh, shit.
And I mean, I kind of already given out the shout out, but I want to give it out again. I just want to give a shout out to Bomber's Handlebar Mustache.
Well, that thing is magnificent.
That thing is so magnificent that it needs to be shout out not once but twice.
See, Nub, you surprised me. I thought you were going to give him shout out to that Jew bro you were with last week.
The what?
The Jew bro you were with last week.
Yeah. Have I told y'all about how that went down? Because that party was cray.
I thought it was a hayride.
No.
Oh,
no. I went to the haunted house, and then I went to a Halloween party called Hell's Gala, which turned out to be a rave, and Lil Jon did a 2-hour DJ set, and that shit was so crazy. It had open bar for 2 hours. Oh, it was so great. You know, I didn't realize how much you can get drunk in 2 hours until you have a limited amount of time at an open bar. Oh, he's like, I'm on a time limit, so it's time to get it in.
No fishing, get a white girl drunk. I like it.
We were so done. Oh, so done.
All right,
like, I had 3 days of recuperation.
All right, man, let's keep it moving. Swally, shout outs, man.
Usual shout out to Strike Team, even though it's been a while. Apex Racing, that's going to be revived.
Another rest in peace.
Pretty soon. I know JMS is going to be on Forza this month, and next month I'll be rolling with Gran Turismo 6. And then Foot Clan, we are ready for the 15th on Battlefield. And definitely Bomber. I was glad he and his Raleigh Fingers mustache could make an appearance today.
Always appreciated, man. Anybody else?
D shout out to Jay for a last minute bail.
Yeah, definitely. Fucking Jay. Anyways, my shout outs. Shout out to Bill for bankrolling this show. Shout out to y'all for actually showing up. Shout out to Bomber because we just need to give him a little more love. Maybe he'll show up next week too.
Trying to think. I got nothing. Oh, shout out to Gutman and Club WWF for putting us back on. Gonna be on there too. That'll wrap it up unless y'all got something else to say.
Nah, I don't think so.
Alright, man. Well, this has been part 3 of the Games of the Generation series. Stay tuned for part 4 next week. Gonna wrap it up. And the penultimate issue is Next Gen, because it follows right up. Alright? Stay tuned. See you from beside me. You say later.
Smooches.